Jesus said, "Whoever does not carry the cross and follow me cannot be my disciple." I speak to you this day in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated. This past week, I did something that I thought that I would never do. I went to a car dealership with my Jeep that I had bought as my first car and did ministry around Manitoulin Island in, and I traded it in for a van. I've been doing this dad thing for almost 2 years now, but it became official in my heart when I went and I got that van. It's my cross to bear, as you could see. But in all seriousness, I love the van, and I love being a dad to my two boys, William and Bennett. One of my favorite things about being a dad is reading the boys' books before they go to bed at night. Now, I am sure that this was the same when I was a child and that I just didn't notice, but there are a lot of odd children's books out there about all sorts of different odd things. So when I read to the boys, I tend to stick to the classics. One of the classics stories which I love is the fable of the three little pigs and the big bad wolf. Many of us know how it goes. It is a fable about three pigs who build houses out of different materials. The first pig, of course, builds his house out of straw, and the big bad wolf comes and he huffs and he puffs and he blows the house down. Now, in many of the children's version, it ends there, but in the original version, the wolf comes in and he eats the pig. So the second pig builds his house out of something a bit stronger, sticks. But the big bad wolf comes, and he huffs and he puffs, and we all know how it goes. The house comes down, and he goes in, and he devours the second pig. But the third pig, being wise, he builds his house out of solid bricks, and the wolf comes, and he huffs and he puffs, and we all know this. He is unable to blow the house down, and the third pig lives in safety. But again, the traditional version is a bit different. In the traditional version of the fairy tale, the wolf tries to trick the pig to come out of the brick house. But when he cannot, the wolf, being crafty, decides that he will go down the chimney. But the third pig is there at the chimney waiting for him with a pot of boiling water. And as the wolf comes down the chimney, the pig gets him in the pot, he cooks him, and he devours the wolf. And so this story ends. But there are a few morals that can be drawn from this fable. A major one is don't always take the easiest and quickest way out, and take time to do things right. This fable can also be a parable for life. Take the time to build a solid foundation, for it can protect you from the evils of this world. And this is where this fable of the three pigs intersects with our gospel for today. Take the time to build a solid foundation, for it can protect you from the evils and follies of this world. Let's turn now to our gospel reading from St. Luke to see what is going on. We are told in our text today that large crowds are traveling with Jesus, and so naturally Jesus begins to teach them. He says, "Whoever comes to me and does not hate father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, even life itself, cannot be my disciple. Whoever does not carry the cross and follow me cannot be my disciple." To our modern ears, this sounds very harsh, but in essence, what our Lord is saying is get your priorities straight. If you want to follow me, that is, if you want to be one in my company, your number one priorities in all aspects of your life must be me. In your family life, in your work life, how you spend your time, how you spend your money, what things you say, how you interact with others. There is no part of life that being a follower of Jesus does not touch. And in every single part of life, we must always choose Jesus first if we want to be his followers. Jesus says to be his follower, we must pick up our cross. That means in every single situation in our life, he and his way must be the priority, as hard as that will be in a great many cases. Giving Jesus our undivided loyalty requires us to make real choices each and every single day. But then our Lord switches gears a little. He says, Which one of you who intend to build something don't first sit down and look at the cost to see if you have enough money to complete the task? Or he says, what king going to war won't first take a step back and see if he has enough troops to beat the other king? Jesus then says, so therefore none of you can be my disciple if you do not give up all your possessions. What is Jesus talking about here? This section of my Bible is entitled The Cost of Discipleship. The basic dictionary definition of cost is this: an amount that has to be paid or spent to buy or obtain something. Jesus is saying to us, do you have what it takes to follow me? In other words, are you willing to pay the price? In these two little stories, he says, before you go to war or before you build a tower, take a step back and see if you have the resources to complete the project. And if you don't proceed with the project. And what Jesus is saying to us in this first part of our gospel is the ultimate price of following him could be our lives, picking up our own cross as he picked up his. All of our loyalty must be to our Lord Jesus, and we must order our lives around Jesus. When it comes down to it, Jesus is saying the decision to follow him is not something that should be taken lightly and something that should be examined, because as he says at other times in the gospel, it is not the easy way, but rather it is the narrow and hard way. As he says, it is easier to thread the eye of a needle with a camel than it is to enter the kingdom of God. This section of our gospel ends with what almost seems like a throwaway line. To become his disciple, we must sell all of our possessions. What our Lord means here is twofold. First, he really does want us to sell all of our possessions and give all that we have to the poor and those in need, as this is a repeated commandment within the gospel. But secondly, in a spiritual sense, he is telling us to get rid of anything in our lives that distract our hearts and souls from him. We must remember he wants our undivided loyalty in all parts of our lives, and anything that distracts from that should be gotten rid of. But let us return to where we started, because you're probably sitting there thinking, what does this all have to do with three pigs in houses? Remember, the moral of the story of the three pigs is don't take the easy way out, as it will not always pay off. But taking the long, hard way does and will pay off. Today in our gospel reading, our Lord is calling us to take the long, hard way in committing our lives to following him, in the way we spend our time, in the way we spend our money, in the way we do our jobs, in the way we treat and interact with others, and in the mundane ways, in the ways we eat, in what we watch on TV and what we read, in every single part of our life. We are called to take the way of Jesus, and this is the long, hard way. But each time we choose Jesus, even if it is hard, we build something, brick by brick, by brick by brick. And what we are building is a strong and solid foundation with our Lord, which absolutely nothing in this world can destroy. In good times and in bad, our Lord Jesus Christ will always be there for us. We are building a transformative and intimate relationship with Jesus, and we choose the hard way of Jesus, for our Lord chose the hard wood of the cross for every single one of us at every moment of every day. In the fable of the three pigs, the wolf represents the devil and the evils of this world trying to get into our souls and devour us. And if we build a house of straw or sticks, that will not keep him out. What you need is a solid house of bricks. And remember in that story, that house of bricks not only keeps evil at bay, it helped that third pig fight against evil itself. It helped that third pig go out into the world. And if we have a strong enough relationship with our Lord, we can bring him out into the world and combat the darkness as well. All one has to do is turn on the news or read a newspaper, go on Facebook or Twitter to see that there are serious problems in our world today. But we are called to take Jesus out into this dark world. And we can only do that if we have a solid foundation like that third pig, or we too will be devoured. So, my brothers and sisters, it is indeed a tall order, and as Jesus tells us today, not something that should be undertaken lightly. But seek to choose Jesus always. Seek to pick up your cross and to follow him. Amen.